Low in there. 2 years ago, when we had everything remote with COVID in 2020, I thought, well, at least we'll never have to do this again. Here we are, 2 years later, and we have a couple people in the church, two in the choir, and one here, but here we are again. And I'm grateful that we're able to have this gift of technology, that you're able to join us in this way, but we know that it's not the same. That God desires to encounter us in the fullness of our humanity. And so we're grateful that you're able to join in with this and on this feast in which we commemorate the Last Supper and we remember this gift of the Eucharist and the gift of the priesthood that Jesus gave to us. You're able to join us in this way and to receive Jesus in a spiritual communion. But we know that it's not the same. And the church knows this as well. It's why you can't be baptized remotely. It's why you can't go to confession over Zoom or FaceTime. It's why to receive communion and to receive all the sacraments, our body is involved, not just enough to see it, to receive God in our souls, to hear something, but we have to receive it physically. This is really important. That we were created to encounter reality. That something about having a great storm like this helps us to encounter reality. That nature is something real and powerful. You can try and explain to someone who's not from here about what a great blizzard is like. Or what it's like, it wasn't so cold, thank God, but what it's like to have 30 below wind hit your face. You could explain it, you could describe it as best you can, but there's no substitute for actually experiencing it in the flesh. There's no substitute. There's no substitute either in our human relationships for encountering other people in the flesh. And the more our human relationships become distanced and separated by glass screens, where the people who we love the most or the people we hate the most, we encounter through these things, through screens, phones, computers, TVs, that when that becomes the main way in which we encounter the world and other people, we lose something. We lose something so huge and important in our humanity. Because we were made to encounter other people in the flesh, and we know this. So when you can have it where you can build someone up in your mind in a good way, and you can also tear someone down in a bad way when it gets stuck in your mind, when someone wrongs you, and it starts building in your mind, and it stews there, and it grows and grows and grows. And then finally, when you're able to confront them in person, in the flesh, maybe it might explode, but sometimes it diffuses it. But whatever it is, it's a lot more healthy. Because we were made for reality. We were made to encounter this world in our body, in our mind, and in our soul. We were made to encounter one another in our body, in our mind, and in our soul. And we were made to encounter God in our body, in our mind, and in our soul. This is what we were created for. And we're able to encounter God in this way because he took on flesh. And he desires us to encounter him in that way even now. He's given us a gift of the priesthood, and through the priesthood, the gift of the Eucharist, where we can encounter him and we can receive him in reality. Yes, in our mind. Yes, in our soul. But in our bodies. He took on flesh, and we can still receive him in the flesh. This is the great gift of the Eucharist. And it speaks. It speaks of God's humility. Doesn't it speak of God's humility? and taking on flesh in the beginning. And now, at the end, he loves us to the end. And he gives us this gift of the first priests. He gives us this gift of the Eucharist, so that in all times we might be able to receive him and encounter him in a real way. In God's humility, that the God of all the universe who created everything, he would allow himself to be received by us, who, you know, on our tongues, which say all sorts of blasphemies and awful things. Wow, are we capable of saying horrible things? We can kill other people with our tongues. And oh, we do it. We receive him in our hands, which can do horrendous crimes. Oh, can we do damage with our hands? And he gives himself where we're able to receive him in this way. And to receive him, God's humility, to receive him when our minds are completely distracted about brunch and our hearts are filled with all kinds of things. But yet we still receive him, and it's really him, it's truly him. God's humility. God's humility in that he would choose the men he chooses to be his priests. His first 12, only 11 of them worked out. So you multiply that, it's a great pool of men who are certainly not worthy of it. A great pool oftentimes of humanity in its brokenness and its greatness. Of course, some of the greatest people I know in my life have been wonderful priests. And I've encountered and received Jesus through them. In my mind, in my soul, and in my body. And some of the worst people I've known and ever met have been priests. And yet I've encountered God through them. I've received Jesus through them. In my mind, in my soul, in my body, through the sacraments. God's humility. This God in whose image we were created. And to better reflect that image, he shows us what God's love looks like. He shows us what God's love looks like, beginning here in its humility, to become present to us through priests, to become present in the Eucharist, to become present in living the Christian life of charity, to wash the feet of others. We live in a great age where you can encounter the truth of our Christian faith and our Catholic faith through all sorts of incredible gifts of media. YouTube channels, they're great. Lots of time wasted on them. But nothing substitutes from another person encountering Jesus Christ through you in discipleship. You can't just throw a book at someone or show them a channel they should watch that has great videos. No. That's good, but it's inadequate, ultimately. Someone has to encounter Jesus through you, through real love, in all of its joy and all of its sorrow and ugliness. This is the humility of God, and this is the great day in which we celebrate it, and these two great gifts of the priesthood and the Eucharist.